You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Remember that video game Oregon Trail, where you're a pioneer traveling in a covered wagon? If you've ever lost the game, it might be because you wasted too many bullets on bison when you could only carry back 4 pounds of meat. Or maybe you and your virtual family drowned trying to ford a river. Or, most likely, your family members died of cholera, dysentery, and typhoid, one by one. It may be a game, but these are all things that happened to American pioneers heading west in the 1800s. This weekend, the New Vic Theater in Kalamazoo will premiere an original musical that focuses on the women on the wagon trail, called Bound for the Promised Land. It features real journal entries from 6 pioneer women mixed in with folk songs of the era. Director Jennifer Ferney wrote the musical. She says it was hard to bring some of these diaries to life. Women back then weren't in the habit of expressing their feelings, and many of the journals were written more as handbooks for relatives and friends thinking of taking the trip themselves.
But they do. You can hear it and you see it when they start talking about how many people are dying, or seeing the animals who have not made it, and the wagons that have been abandoned. Little bits and pieces of how they're feeling about this do start to emerge.
Ferney says one thing you'll find is many of these women were not too happy about going on this journey.
One of the women in this is pregnant with, I believe, her 9th child. When they start out, she's in the first trimester. Very, very common. And so they had not only to deal with the walking themselves, they had little children to care for and everybody to feed and to try to build the fires and get things going. So, no, they weren't really looking forward to it. And many times they were leaving their own family behind because their parents were too old. They weren't going to do it. So, I think it was just, this is what my husband wants to do, so I'm doing it.
And don't forget, these wagons weren't for riding in. Unless, of course, someone was sick. New Vic actress Heidi Cernick says the wagons were for carrying everything you need to survive for several months.
I mean, you think a wagon and you're going to take a little bit of bread and a little bit of flour and some frying pan. But, each person has to take an allotted amount, and it's so much poundage that's why they needed the ox teams, the horse teams. And when an ox team, died or, went lame or anything like that, I mean, there was no possible way to pull these wagons because you had hundreds of pounds of supplies just to make it across the country.
Ferney says by the end of the train, the land was peppered with family heirlooms left behind. And unlike an Oregon Trail, every time you decided to float across a river, that meant taking apart the wagon, unloading all your stuff, and then putting it back together on the other side. Pioneers could end up doing this several times a day. And if you were unlucky, actress Deb Copper says you could end up a few planks short.
The burials of the ones that they lost. They would dismantle wagons for that, too, to build coffins.
But director Jennifer Ferney says something positive did come out of these desperate times. It showed the strength and entrepreneurial spirit of women.
These women did begin to drive the wagons, and they did everything that the men did, and then all of the quote-unquote women's work. And so did women's lib, really start in the 60s? No, I think in this country it started long, long before that.
The musical Bound for the Promised Land premieres this weekend at the New Vic Theater in Kalamazoo and runs through September 27th. Tickets have to be purchased 48 hours in advance. There's a link to more info on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.